You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
So the first time since the pandemic began, a movie made almost $50 million, and that was Godzilla versus Kong. I saw a bunch of people posting about it.
It looks fun, man. I want to see it. You know, growing up, like, you know, you back when I was growing up,
when we had two channels,
every once in a while there would be the black and white Godzilla movies that came on. You know, you're probably familiar with them, Dom, with Mothra, you know, and just how ridiculous they were. Rodan. And I ate those up as a kid. I thought they were just so fun. The idea of a monster traipsing through a city, blowing things up. You know, you watch them now, they look ridiculous.
Sure.
The one where Godzilla's dancing, you know.
There's a show that I watched as a kid that you would have, I know you would have loved this. For just 2 years, we lived in Michigan. And we got this independent TV station out of Detroit zapped up our way. Because we were up near Alpena, so we weren't that close to Detroit. But we got the Detroit Independent Station, kind of like the old Channel 20 here in Denver before it
UPN
got taken
20,
over,
yeah.
Before it got taken over by Channel 9. Anyway, on Saturday nights, they ran what they called Creature Feature.
Oh, yeah.
And so every Saturday night was a different monster movie, but it was hosted by a guy. So going into every commercial break or whatever, he would show up and he was dressed in like a mad scientist outfit.
Mm-hmm.
And he used to take cans of Cheese Whiz and shoot them at the TV screen and, you know, just do random, crazy, stupid stuff.
Sure, the kids would lap up probably, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And probably some unhinged adults a little bit too. And it was right up young Jeremy's alley.
I would have watched that. Maybe I could find some on YouTube. But yeah, I'm really wanting to see this Godzilla versus Kong. I'm a dork.
It made $48.5 million.
Gonna put a dollar on who wins? Or do they end? Are they gonna do a tie thing? Is it a draw?
No spoilers, people. Jeremy nor I have seen it.
I have not seen it. I say Kong. My money's on Kong. He's got arms.
I will never bet against Godzilla shooting those flames out of his mouth.
There is that.
And then the last thing I've got here is I just want to talk. I'm about to write about it for the Mindbender Club mailer, and it's a story about Amazon and their drivers. I'm sure you saw this.
I do have it, yeah.
So Amazon supposedly started getting some heat that people were talking about how their poor drivers sometimes had to pee so bad out making their deliveries that they would pee in bottles. And Amazon sends out this tweet that said, "You don't really believe the peeing in bottles thing, do you? If that were true, nobody would work for us." Well, fast forward to today, Amazon is having to put out a public apology where they admit that, yes, okay, some of our workers have been peeing in bottles. Let me just jump in and say, who has a problem with these poor drivers having to do that? I feel bad because I've been out on the road before where I really had to go.
Yeah.
And I can imagine if you're an Amazon delivery driver, your options for public restrooms have been quite limited over the last year, right?
Yeah.
Because a lot of places are shut down.
Yep.
So they have been relieving themselves however they can.
Well, it's not just that. You keep hearing these stories about Amazon and how they track you and they time you, and you've got to make time, I would imagine, making those stops and hit every delivery at a certain time.
Yeah.
And you just go, 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 go. You don't have time to break.
Yeah.
I mean,
a lot of
those
pressure
trucks
on.
Are huge. Can they put a little restroom in the trucks for these people? Why not? You can put a little... You know, in an RV or whatever, put a little porta potty in the truck for
porta
these folks.
Porta potty in the delivery
and a
vehicle.
Little mini fridge for them.
Right now, Amazon solution, they say in this story, is just a shrug. Here's their quote: "Regardless of the fact that this is industry wide, we would love to solve it. We don't yet know how, but we'll look for solutions." Jeremy has just offered a solution:
porta potty in the van, little toilet.
Bless their hearts.
Why not?
What else is trending?
The Friends special we've all been waiting for is finally shooting this week. Oh, thank God. This is coming from sources. talking to the Hollywood Reporter. Oh, HBO hasn't confirmed it yet, though. So that's your little Friends update. Supposedly they're shooting. So everybody that wants to see Chandler Bing can see him soon on HBO Max. Remember the Cash Me Outside girl who went viral on Dr. Phil? Danielle Bergoli, I think.
Who could forget her?
Here, I think I have a little clip here.
Catch me outside. How about that?
Her. Remember her?
Everybody, I got to tell you, I use that quote frequently.
And it's funny when you do, too.
Catch me outside. How about that?
Anyway, Danielle was a train wreck on that show. She's just a horrible little human being. But what do we do here in America, Dom? We reward bad behavior.
Every day.
Danielle became a rapper, started a rapping career, made a ton of money, had some success with that. And now last week she turned 18 and she joined or created an OnlyFans account. If you're not familiar with that, Google it.
Yeah. Careful on your work computer.
Careful. It's where she can go on there and be naughty a little bit and people will subscribe to watch her. In 6 hours, she made $1 million. In 6 hours.
There's America for you.
Broke the record for the OnlyFans accounts, I guess. $757,000 in subscriptions, $5,500 in tips, and $267,000 in direct message tips. My goodness. A lot of creepy dudes out there.
They were just waiting.
They were waiting. Oh, she's 18 now. Anyway, so, kind of makes you sick to your stomach, right?
It does.
She's not.
She's successful. Bad behavior being rewarded in America, and it happens all the time.
Catch me outside. How about that?
That little line has made her millions of dollars. Blech. Let's talk video games. Let's move over to something a little happier. After being forgotten in a desk drawer for almost 35 years, a sealed copy of the original Super Mario Brothers for the Nintendo Entertainment System has sold at auction this past Friday. $660,000 for this video game, Dom. I guess this dude got it as a Christmas gift back in 86, tossed it in a desk drawer. It's been sitting there for 35 years. Never thought twice about it. The other day, he was cleaning his desk out and he found it still completely shrink-wrapped. And it has some sort of score of like 9.6 out of 10. It's got an A-plus rating by some video game company. And it's special, too, because it was like the original game. And a few months later, they switched the design of the box just a little bit. So this one's even more rare. They said finding another copy in this condition like this is trying to find a drop of water in the ocean. That's what they equated it to. So anyway, $660,000.
Wow.
Oh my
Again,
gosh.
What a country.
That's Danielle money, isn't it? I don't want to tell you anything else. Oh, real quick, here's Fat America. Subway is bringing back their roast beef for everyone that was flipping out because they dropped their roast beef and rotisserie chicken sandwiches a while ago.
I love that one of the franchisees says something like, you know, what kind of deli shop doesn't have roast beef?
Right? Right? Anyway, Fat America, your roast beef's coming back to Subway. Let's do clickbait.
Clickbait.
Facebook is where you can find us. Search Dom and Jeremy on the FB. Posted a link and some pictures to the new purse coming out from Louis Vuitton. $39,000 for this purse. And it's shaped like an airplane. Looks like a big toy airplane that somebody covered in their brown leather with their signature logo. I don't know, Dom. I didn't read the actual story of it. The pictures lost me. I was like, I can't even.